Well, I think my dog's a Democrat. And it breaks my heart to have to say an ugly thing like that. But there's a big old pile of evidence that all points towards the fact my dog might be a Democrat. I pay for all his health care and I buy everything he eats. I provide him with a place to live just to keep him on the streets. But he just acts like he's entitled, even trying to unionize the cat. Yeah, I think my dog's a Democrat. He chewed up the Constitution that I keep on display. And every time Benghazi's on TV, he looks the other way.
What difference at this point does it make?
I know he's a liberal, even if he won't admit it. He pooped on my living room rug and tried to tell me George Bush did it. Had some good times, and he's been fun to have around. But if he ever barks about my right to bear arms, I'm gonna have to have him put down.
Who's a good boy? Who's a good boy?
I pay for all his health care and I buy everything. Spread the wealth, government health, flea-bitten Democrat. Dang it.
Can you imagine? Billy, can you imagine 8 years of Hillary Clinton? Wow, all the things she can accomplish and take away from the world, and you and I individually, the amount of people that she can kill, make Obama and, you know, George Bush and all them other clowns look like, well, snake oil salesmen. Fraud and theft and, okay, I don't need to talk about the Hillitron that much. You're listening to the Republic of Texas radio show, but we will go into that for a little bit. We're having a little bit of difficulty getting Doc on the line, and that's kind of funny because I was just chatting with him via Skype before we came to air, and that song Doc was trying to push on me last week, and I'm like, going, Doc, you and your country stuff, I don't get it. But as I played it, it kind of like, well, it sung to me, and it sung about Democrats, and is there much of a difference between a Republican and a Democrat? I do know they're on the different sides of the great, what do we call that, the ping pong table of life. One hits the ball and the other one hits it back, and we say one of them's good and one of them's bad. I know we got Alan there. Hey, good morning, Alan. Are you there?
I am, and my dog is a Texian. He's not a Democrat.
I knew you'd find exception to that, but BB's a good dog, right? BB actually works, too, right?
Oh, yeah. Hell of a supervisor, public relations. Yeah, he's great on the job.
Supervisor, public relations, hunting. You know, he does do some tracking sometimes.
Oh, yes, he does do that.
Yeah, so I guess not all dogs just sit around eating and leaving piles around the place. It's kind of crazy. Hey, Sam, why don't you go ahead and hit me up when you get a hold of Doc, because I know he's out there. He just sent me another text. But, you know, I was trying to schedule somebody for the show this week, and I didn't really push too hard because, man, things have been fast and, well, Hillary Clinton furious at this time in our lives. You know, we went from the Republican National Convention to the Hillary National Convention, and that was kind of, wow. It was totally different from years past. Hey, Alan, you remember 2008 when they did the Republican National Convention and Ron Paul decided that he was going to have his own convention off to the side?
Yeah,
it was the whole Campaign for Liberty, the whole, you know, freedom and independence movement was behind Ron Paul. And,
yeah,
woo-hoo. You know, woo, go Ron Paul. He goes, I'm going to fight till the end. I'm going to fight till the end. And he says, well, this is the end. And now I'm going to start Campaign for Liberty, and we're going to have a little party.
Yeah, I'm going to take all that money y'all sent me. Thank you very much. And I'm going to go on vacation and have a great time.
Right. Well, he was gone, and he came back in 2012 for a short period, right? But that didn't really do too much. The idea of freedom and independence, well, it's still out there. And I know the Daily Paul is still out there and a lot of the Ron Paulers. But this week, when we were looking at the Democratic National Convention, we saw something that like what would have happened in 2008 to the Republican National Convention. And it wouldn't have changed much, would it? Because, you know, in 2008, Barack Hussein Obama took office. And actually, that was 2007, and, you know, it was 2008, and he was brought on board to start trashing the world in 2009, and a damn good job he's done. Killed millions. Well, is he killed millions yet, Alan?
Oh, yeah, more than likely. It is probably in that range, you know, if you look at everywhere around the globe that we're bringing our love and joy and peace to people.
Right. So my point being, this week during the Democratic National Convention, as the front runner of the Democratic Party, Bernie Sanders, well, he got voted in. But unfortunately, the Democratic voting system was kind of, well, rigged. Besides fraud, it's fraudulent on the Republican side, too. So let me not be uniparty, whatever.
Did you notice the bruise? It looked like Bernie had a big bruise on his cheek that was kind of make-upped over. But if you look close, you can still see that there's a little difference in one side of his face than there is in the other side. He wonders if he might have gotten the special Clinton treatment to spread his love to her.
I don't know, man. I can't talk to that. I didn't see the bruise. I wouldn't put it past it, but it seems kind of, you never know, really. You never know. But can you imagine?
With the Clintons, nothing is beyond anything that you can, the wildest thing you could think of is not beyond what the Clintons would do.
Okay, I will give you that. You know, I just think that they'd do something more subtle, but maybe not subtle is the best route. I really don't have.
You need to be subtle when you can have the director of the FBI come out, list all of the crimes you've committed, and then said, oh, there's no reason for an investigation. Why do you have to be subtle with stuff like that going on? It's just, yeah, I mean, my God.
You're proving my point. Okay, so I think we got Doc there. Are you there, Doc?
Good morning.
Yeah, where you been, man?
I was here. I guess Skype's in a bad mood this morning, but I was here.
I don't know. We were talking about Hillary Clinton, dogs. We played your music, you know. I really like it, appreciate it. And I was talking about the Republican National Convention, and didn't really talk too much about that. We talked about the Democratic National Convention, and what a show that was. And, you know, what we saw, what I saw, and I didn't watch the dang thing. I heard lots of clips from a bunch of different, talking heads. They had bodies or whatever, and they are celebrities or politicians. The amazing thing was they were all booed. There was always this boo, especially when they said, we got to get behind Hillary. Because, well, everybody in that room or a lot of people in that room were supposed to be representatives for Bernie Sanders. He got the popular vote. She got the superdelegates that have nothing to do with voting. And that's that. So they were upset.
Actually, you know, did you not hear that? Was it Thursday or no Wednesday night? I think something like that. All the Bernie delegates walked out, and like half the place was empty. And then a few of them came back in Thursday. And there's supposedly there's videos out there somewhere. There's one woman walking around saying, "See all these reserved seats on these chairs out here? Those are supposedly for us, the Bernie delegates. You know that walked out. They're paying people to come in and fill these spaces. So it looks like the whole thing, like it's all unified, that everyone's for Hillary."
Right, you know, that's true. Well, I don't know how much that's true. Did you hear anything about that, Doc?
Just a little. I'm like you guys. I did my best not to watch hardly any of it because it just makes you sick. But they had it rigged, and now what's going on? Talk about adding icing on top of icing is we had all the Hillary email stuff and the Clinton Foundation stuff and Comey. I saw a thing the other day on Facebook. I don't know how true. I didn't research it, but they said it was checked that he's on one of the boards of one of the companies in the Hillary Bill Foundations. So that if that's true, he's tied to them. And then they found out that Bernie was right all along, that they had been playing the email system through the Democratic Convention group to make sure that they aided Hillary, which is supposed to be wrong. So it's all such a joke. That's why I like the song this morning, right? Because it's so ridiculously silly and yet true.
It's going really crazy. Alan?
Yeah. Comey supposedly was on, before he was FBI, was on the something bigwig with HSBC, which was being investigated for basically money laundering. And then Loretta Lynch, of course, is the attorney general who said, "Oh, there's no crime here. You're free to go, no problem." So it's all part of the cover up. Yeah, they've been paid with their positions for what they've done in the past and what they'll do in the future, I'm sure.
Yeah, I think it's time we do away with all parties and get rid of all government donations to help them run and just clean house and start over.
That almost you're an anarchist, aren't you, Doc?
No, I'm a good old-fashioned believe in the Constitution and them poor guys that did everything they could do to set it up and hope this kind of stuff would never happen. But if you go by the Constitution, everything's a lot simpler. It makes sense, and you don't have to be a lawyer to figure out what's going on.
How about the Articles of Confederation? Supposedly that's all we really needed, and then they made the excuse, "Oh, we got to fund it somehow. There's no way to fund it there." So they wrote the Constitution, which did slip in a bunch of attorneys into the whole situation, which gives them the loopholes to do what they're doing now.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't think they ever foresaw that it would turn out to be as crazy as it is today. I mean, it's a joke. The thing with the voting that just happened over the weekend, where now you don't need an ID card. You go try that in any country in the world, and you're going to be inside one of their jails.
Okay, hang on. You're going down the ID trail. Hold on, Alan. I'll give it back to you in a second. So you need to have an ID card, right? No, you don't need to have an ID card. Now, folks, about 4 weeks ago, I was driving down the road, you know, in my little tiny car, and I'm just going, dicky, dicky, dicky. And all of a sudden, I see lights. Go, what the heck is going on? Now, I'm not a speeder. I'm kind of like a casual cruiser, and I drive, and I stop at a little red light, and I blink, and then I turn. Pretty much drive the way that they had requested me to do that, according to the little handbook. You know, I just find it works better in my life. And I'm like, well, why the heck is this guy pulling me over? So he pulls me over. I go ahead and hit record on the recording thingy, and we're off. He walks up to the door, and he says, "Can I see your License and registration. And I'm like going,
paper sleeves. Yeah.
Going, what did I do, man? And he says, can I see your license and registration? Oh, man, we playing this game. Okay, let's go. So I dig out my ID, and he looks at my ID. He says, your ID is from out of state. Do you live there? And I say, sure. And he says, well, we also have you on record as living here and here. And I'm like, do you live there? I said, yes. And I said, I live here, too. Right? I live, right? You know, well, that's supposed to be your primary residence. What is a primary residence? And he's just, you know, it's okay, dude, whatever. And then he finally comes off and says, well, I pulled you over for your turn signal out. Now, I'll just give you a verbal warning, but you have to change your ID. And I'm like, really, man? Okay, I don't really care too much, except for going through that kind of, what's it called? Going through the convulsions of changing an ID from one place to the other. I understand the bureaucracy and the administrative. And, you know, as listening to the Hillary Clinton stuff and all these taxes that she was wanting to bring on board, wow. I'm living in this thing, right? And it's called, not Idiocracy, Brazil, Monty Python's Brazil. And it's just about passing paperwork. So I go ahead and I start down my rabbit trail. And I have to go over to the DMV. And, man, I went there on Tuesdays. And didn't you know they're closed on Tuesdays? I'm going, what? Why are you closed on Tuesdays? Oh, because they have to be closed on Tuesdays. I'm like, okay, whatever. Go Wednesday. Then I find out that you need to have, well, Social Security card. Never, ever used that before in my life. I'm going like, really? Birth certificate. Yeah, I got one of those. And then you need to have another form of ID and then bills from utilities or whatever. Okay, so now they send me over to another place. So I end up having to, it's spend like, I guess it was, I calculated it last night, 9 hours off of, you know, work time, traveling around to get this thing, this driver's license, this ID, right, to say I'm a Texas person. And there's nothing wrong with my driving record. There is nothing. And I'm going to DMV, to Social Services Department. The Social Services Department has this horrible picture of Barack Hussein Obama up there. And as you're sitting in this, you know, couple lines of stupid plastic chairs, all you can look at is the evil, insane, you know, grin on this gentleman, whatever, killer's face. And it was just insane. I had to get a mailbox installed. I had to turn on, you know, postal delivery at my rural location. And I don't know. It was administrative. And all these people just sat in their chairs typing on their keyboards. And some of them were nice. I got to give you that. But that's the government dole. And
just
now
doing my job.
Yeah, now they're saying that you don't need an ID to vote, but you need 10 proofs of whatever to, get your ID changed from one state to the other?
It's almost like they know that voting really doesn't mean anything, but your driver's license and your identification and where you live and who you are and in their records, it really does. Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. I don't know, Dave. When you said ID, that just kind of like set me off because by the end of the experience, you know, I'm going back and forth. Oh, I got to go over here. Ha, over here. And it was painful. It was just, you know, crazy.
Like I said, most people don't understand how much of their life is caught up in doing all their little bureaucratic BS that you have to go through to even live in today's world.
Well, it should have set you off. It should set off anybody today because what they're saying is you can't buy a pack of cigarettes or buy a bottle of liquor or check out a book at the library or use their computer without an ID card. You can't get pulled over and not have proper ID. If you have a concealed carry and the address you live at isn't the one that's on the concealed carry, you can be arrested. I think you can be arrested. I know it's some kind of a penalty. And wow. It's gotten ridiculous that...
There's the music.
You know, that it's ridiculous that you don't have to have a card.
Republic of Texas Radio.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hillary Clinton is, what do you say, too easy to poke at, right? You know, a criminal pretending to be a person, pretending to be a politician. Wow, what a combination. You're listening to the Republic of Texas radio show, and I'm Steve O'Brien. I got Dr. David Krupa on the line, as well as Alan Crutcher. And, well, we're talking about Texas independence to a certain extent, because the world around us is important as we look forward to, freedom and liberty. Are the clouds coming in? Are we losing the sun? It sure looks that way, because the more you look at it, the more everything is rigged. You got to take a really deep look at this guy called Donald Trump and ask you, why are they letting him get away with all this stuff, right? Is he going to be the next crown prince CEO of the corporate United States of America? I'm not too sure it's going that way, because they have a plan, and the plan for you is, well, to give them all your money, and you got to go away. You can't have your culture. Well, here in Texas, we have our own culture. That's one of the things that makes Texas unique. Texas has a little Texan culture, and sure, we've got the little pockets of weirdness and, well, lunacy. It's kind of like San Francisco, but it's called Austin, and well, it is flat, so that makes it different, and so it's unique. I just wanted to pull us back in for a second. There's a lot of stuff going on in Texas independence, and a lot of it has to do with the Democratic National Convention and the Republican Convention, because I go throughout the week, and I talk to people, and what do they want to talk about? They want to talk about Donald Trump. They want to talk about Hillary Clinton, and I go, oh, well, what do you see the future is going to be like if Hillary Clinton gets in there? They're like, oh, that's terrible. And then we go on to talk about the, you know, what the world's going to be like. And, you know, it's six of one, half a dozen of the other to me, realistically. But I really would rather have more time to prepare for the end, because the end is coming, folks. No matter how you look at it, the end is the death of the Federal Reserve, you know, this fractional usury. What do we want to call it? The fiat money system. We gave away our money. We're allegedly in debt, and they don't want to even address that issue. They're giving away our jobs. You know, what's the deal? I don't know. It's going to be over one way. And Trump is not a Superman. He's not going to fix it all. He might patch a hole in the tire, but the dang thing's been shot up like Swiss cheese. So how are we going to get out of this? We can elect Hillary, and she'll just, you know, shred the damn thing or light that tire on fire. So I didn't want to get into a rant, but I just wanted to kind of put you into the context, because as we look at this burning house or burning tire that we live in, oh, man, it's vital to prepare and be ready to, well, deal with the troubles that either presidency will give you. The Trump presidency might give you a lot of complacency, but the rest of the people that are attending the circus, you know, they're sitting there watching the clowns and the dog riding a tricycle or whatever, you know, and then they're gonna be entertained. Hillary is going to get a lot of people shrugging in their seats or running, screaming for their lives. And that's not going to be good for business. It's not going to be good for life, but at least it'll bring on the end quicker. That scenario for Texas independence is really, really good. As I look at it, and I had a chance to actually press that idea during the week, I talked to different people about Hillary versus Donald Trump and how that would play out in their eyes. And I said, well, if Hillary gets in, I know a lot of people are going to look at Texas independence, you know, more closely as, well, their last step. The Texas Nationals know that. They've been in a process of trying to, you know, get local groups to talk to local people and try, you know, go to texnat.org. You can see what's going on that. But when the time comes that they lose all hope in the federal government and lose all hope that Trump's going to save them, they're going to look for another avenue. So yesterday, or no, actually, it was a couple times during the week, and it was several days ago, I posed this one thing. I said, Texas will regain its independence if Hillary comes on, and it could be long, and it could be hard, and it could be struggle, it could be quick. Oh, Texas can't be independent. We're too dependent on the United States. So I went ahead and I did the usual yada, yada, yada. Texas has its own port. Texas has its own military bases. Texas has its own power grid. Texas has one of the largest, you know, economies. We produce everything. We are independent, right? And he looked at me kind of curious. Huh, can Texas be free? Well, he called his brother, and his brother said, you know, Texas is ready for that. Let's do it. Forget them. Huh. We'll be right back, folks. Republic of Texas Radio.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Okay, we're back. Republic of Texas radio show. Hey, something that I've been remiss in doing, well, almost every week, at least I'm consistent, right, is telling you about the chat room over at republicoftexas.chattango.com. Have some wonderful things in there. Actually, I logged into the chat room. I don't do chat while I'm actually on the show. It's just a skill that I've never really incorporated into anything, but I do like to log in and see who's out there and see what they're talking about. But one thing that I noticed right when I logged in is that, Mer Bailey, right, they actually posted a note earlier on in the week that Deanna Spingola had Daniel Miller on, and I believe, and, you know, it's just, there's a big old thread, and this is what I don't do very good, is go through that. Okay, there you go. That was on July 28th. If you want to hear Spingola speaks with Daniel Miller, you know, go over to the chat room at the Republic, at republicoftexas.chattango.com. Woo! I think I got that right for the most part. Hey guys, I've been talking pretty fast and pretty long. What's going on? Am I getting sideways? Did I keep coherent? Doc?
Oh, you're doing good. I think there's a lot of things going on right now. In the news thing, we had that horrible balloon accident in Texas. And the first thing I heard on the news is how the government's going to have to get more involved because they don't regulate it enough. I don't hear about
that.
Coming. Yeah, you knew that was coming is right. And, you know, it's really sad because Now, I personally don't want to ride in a hot air balloon because I don't see a steering wheel or brakes or any way to go left or right very easy. But for the people that love that, I haven't heard very many bad things ever happening. And now one little unfortunate thing does happen, and it's very sorry to hear the loss of life. But do they really need more regulation? Is that, you know, I haven't even heard what happened or what caused it. Does anybody know?
Well, of course, it'll keep everyone safe. I mean, just like a speed limit, you know. I mean, no one ever breaks a speed limit because it's a law that you can't go above it, right? Those laws for your safety, they just really take effect for the stupid people in the world, don't they?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. Was it a water balloon accident? What kind of an accident?
Hot air balloons.
Try skydiving, Doc. You can speed yourself up. You can turn left. You can turn right.
You know, government
you just
doesn't
can't
like
slow down unless you have a parachute.
Government doesn't like competition, Doc. You know, and if balloons are storing hot air, then what are politicians going to use?
Very, very true. You know, another thing that has been on my mind, we keep talking about key jobs, like if you're in the police department or if you're a first responder of any kind, that these are the only important jobs. And to me, everybody's job is pretty damn important, especially if you're the one doing that job. I don't get it. I mean, I was in the Navy, and there was times that I think I deserved the respect of serving the country, and there was other times I was given my 2 weeks' notice and telling them I don't think I want to play anymore, and they would laugh and say, go back to work. So many people are in so many important jobs, and yet all you hear about is the ones that are called first responders, and they're everybody is human. I don't care who you are or what you do. You have good days and bad days, and there's probably a lot of days you glad somebody wasn't watching, and there's a lot of days you wish people were watching. So I think we've lost sight of the fact that everybody, whatever they do, it's important to them and their family, and we shouldn't just harp on one group of people.
Well, what they're trying to do, Doc, is make the government jobs look so important that you can't do without them. But they sure took care of the first responders after 9/11, didn't they? Oh, the air is safe to breathe. Don't worry. Go on down there and kill yourself slowly over time, so you can't blame it on what happened today.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the government jobs, you know. I mean, I don't know about every job being important, Doc, because those that create nothing but digits and paperwork and more headache for the ones of us out here who want to be free, I don't consider that important. I'm sorry there.
Well, yeah, and I see your point there. But, you know, like when I used to have my doctor's office over in Katy, a small town outside of Houston, we had a couple of patient parking spots. And the reason we had those was so that when somebody needed our help and they couldn't get out of the car or couldn't get in without our help, the office manager could see them out the window and help them. And we had a group on this one fire truck that would come get breakfast over in that parking lot, and they would block those two spaces. And one day I'd had enough, and I walked out and I said, gentlemen, we're all in the same business of helping patients. Why would you, of all people, block that parking spot? And they just acted like I was bothering them, and they did it many other times until the property manager had something to say. But that's what I mean. We're all capable of screwing up, and we're all capable of good, and judging and beating each other up serves no purpose. But acting like, and I guess you're right, Alan, maybe they want us to think certain jobs are more important, but I don't think so. I think
well,
a
Doc,
lot of...
In their defense, you didn't have one of their uniforms. You know, you wore clothing, and they
well,
got
that,
the...
That's true, but one of the guys on the truck told me, the guy that was in charge of that fire truck, he said he doesn't care and he does what he wants. And I don't know. I don't understand that because, you know, there's many times in my office over there where people needed our help to get in. And if I was them, I would have felt terribly guilty when you make your living running emergency calls that you blocked a call where somebody needed help getting in or couldn't even park their car there.
you know, we have a street here in Fredericksburg. You know, it's got a really good New World Order name. It's called Friendship Lane. That's when you call something friendship in, well, New World Order speak, just to, you know, coin a phrase, usually means the opposite. Now, this road is really built well. You can travel fast on it. In fact, it's hard to stay at the speed limit. I work at that all the time. And it's 40 miles an hour, but 55 might even feel more comfortable. One time I was over at the tow yard, or I forget how my interaction with this tow truck driver went, and I was sitting there talking to him about Friendship Lane. I'm all, they really misnamed that road, didn't they? He says, well, I don't care. I know all the cops, and they wouldn't even dare give me a ticket. And I'm kind of going, huh, really? Is it that deep with you guys? You know, now you're above the law because you help the law, you're part of the law, you're part of the, well,
good old boy network.
Yeah, and it's more than that, Alan. It's more than the good old boy network. They're part of the fleecing mechanism. Mm-hmm. A friend of mine loaned her car out. The guy gets a drunk driving. All of a sudden, she gets a $400 bill for the impound fees. Really? $400? 48 hours? What? How is that fair? How is that just, right? She didn't do anything. Oh, she shouldn't have done it. How did she know that was going to happen? But, you know, that guy goes, well, that's just the way it is. Mickey Dickey. Drive your truck over, hook on, and then drop it off. It's stupid. And, well, nobody complains. You know, it doesn't matter. You know, the sheriffs will back the tow truck driver. The guy sitting there collecting $7 for your sticker, your inspection. Really? You have to have a guy inspect your car? I don't believe that.
It's not your car, Steve.
That's true. It's not your car.
You're likely that it's theirs. They're making sure that you're taking care of their property correctly.
And I do know that, Alan. Thanks for putting it out there, though. You don't own anything, it seems, in this world. Okay, are we sliding? Do we have to go another direction? Let's talk about Texas.
What about the two shootings that went on in Austin here, I guess, last night?
Well, tell me about them.
I have not heard. I just heard. I saw one little report of it on RT News this morning and have not seen anything else. It just said two separate shooting incidents on 6th Street in Austin.
I don't know. I think everybody's kind of numb to shootings at this point. I know there was a couple officers, more cops, shot down in California. One of them was killed. And it seems that all the businesses around here have figured out how to get their flags back to full mast. And that's, well, that's neither here nor there. But I don't know. More to come, I guess.
See, but that's my point. We've gotten into a society where only certain things matter to make the news. And, you know, like recently, I think it was in Louisiana, they wanted to change the law and make shooting law enforcement a higher penalty. Well, my God, murder is murder. How can you have a higher penalty, and do they really think criminals care? The shootings in Austin, I haven't heard any more about, just like you gentlemen said, other than they said a little note that it was under control. Both scenes were under control. So does that tell us that it wasn't law enforcement, so we're not going to hear about it?
Or they shot them.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
It might have been one of those love crimes. You know, they were shot because people loved them. Who knows?
But, you know, it's just gotten out of hand. I cannot believe the liberal media is terrible, and they tell stories however they want. That's what I like about shows like ours. At least we can put everything out there and let you decide for yourself what's important and what's not.
Okay, I'll go there. Hey, amen. Doc, was it last week? Last week, Daniel Bridgman, right? He was on John Stadtmiller's show, and you actually had him on your show talking about storage food, right?
Yes, sir. I put him to the test because I tried one of his products live on air.
And, yeah.
Turned out it was fabulous. But I told him, I said, I got a little nervous right before the show started, because I thought to myself, you've made this big deal. You've told everybody you're going to try this chili live on air. And what if I didn't like it? Right? You know, but it turned out it was fabulous. He was a great interview. He gave a lot of good information about all the different companies and what they're doing and why they do it the way they do it. So, if you know, if anybody's interested, he was with Numana Foods, and they were fabulous. They're also a sponsor now on our network we're on here with Republic.
Right. That's NumanaRepublic.com is the website.
That'll take you there, or you can just type in Numana. It'll go right there either way. But Numana Republic is also because of the affiliation with our network.
And a great guy. What is their packaging like,
Doc? Sir?
What is their packaging like?
I got some sample packs, and it was heavy-duty dark black plastic. And then insulated on the inside was something, I forgot what kind of coating it had. But on the package I had, it said, you know, you can add meat and make your chili however you want. But I told him, I said, I'm doing this exactly like I might be doing it if I didn't have any food in the house and this is all I had. So I mixed it with the water, put it in a bowl, brought it in here for the show, and right when I brought him on, I turned on the hot seat, and I said, here we go. And luckily, it was absolutely fabulous. I mean, I could have put meat with it, and anybody would have thought it was homemade chili. It was that good.
Well, how was the serving? You said that the sample packs have like two servings in one container. What did you think about the serving size?
Well, if you'd have put meat, you probably would have got two servings out of it easy, because it tasted so good, and I would have fought anybody for that additional amount. It was really good, and I think meat would have given you enough for two servings, but it definitely filled my bowl complete.
Huh. Well, seems like Numana's holding up to what we were told they are. We'll keep checking in on them. Maybe we'll have to drag them onto this show and talk a little bit more in depth. But I think that's important, that genre, looking at storage food, getting ready for while being independent, because there's so many solutions, not solutions, so many things that can go wrong with our society today. Well, Hillary, okay. Well, Trump, okay. You know, EMP, okay. I mean, you just keep going down the list, and you should have some storage food. Numana Republic would work. It seems like it's healthy, not fast food, storage food. That's the word I'm looking for.
Yeah, the ingredients are great. Him and his wife started the company, a family passion to do something different and do it right. And I've been really impressed. I've had a chance to talk to his wife since the show and talk to him. And very, very impressed with both of them and their attitude.
Well, it's good. It's promising. I like people that have integrity, that are doing business. That gives me hope for, well, our society in general. I want to bring you guys back to Republic of Texas type news, right? Because there is some stuff that's going on. And, well, Republic of Texas, got a call from one of the past presidents of the Republic of Texas, and he was trying to interest me in helping get together. Actually, he was asking me if I knew anybody in any colleges, because the Republic of Texas has been doing like forums, right? Their first forum that they had happened down in, where was that, Doc? Do you remember? It's the phonoscope thing.
Yeah, it was in Houston, and that was with Lee. He's got his own television station, and they had a forum. They were going to have other groups there, but it didn't work out, and so it ended up just being a group from the Republic of Texas, and it was pretty fabulous. They did a really good job. I was pleasantly pleased when I watched it.
Well, your opinion of it is a little different than mine, but I really did enjoy it to a certain extent. But I really liked the format, the venue and so forth. And I'm told that they had another forum several weeks later, and that was going good. That they're looking for another forum that would be the same kind of, another venue for their forum, and they wanted to do it at a college or something. I'm kind of like going, now, why? You know, I just don't see that. But, you know, unless that opportunity presents itself. And we went on to talk about the Texas Nationalists and Freedom Texas and trying to get everybody together, because that is something that I can see why, right? If we could get all freedom and independence groups here in Texas together to just say we're here, right? And that would be something, right? Not getting together to arguing, you know, where to put a comma or a period or anything like that, because we are all here and we shouldn't be spread apart. But we're just going to let that have to play out on its own. In Texas independence circles, you know, everybody else is positioning how they are. Ah, that's the music. Hey, 1-800-313-9443. We're taking your calls if you feel like chiming in. Otherwise, we're going to be talking about Texas. Hang in, folks.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, we're back. And I'm looking and I don't have the mute button on. That's really good. And I like that. I really do. And I just popped over to the chat room, and you can go over to the chat room at republicoftexas.chattango.com. And Art was making one of those very astute points. that it's really hard to buy a bunch of long-term storage food. That storing bulk dry goods is a more effective way to actually have long-term storage. It does have a little bit more overhead, and, well, at least when you bulk store wheat and stuff like that, you can plant it, but... Man, I don't think we're going to be growing wheat if, you know, it comes down to a survival type thing. I've grown a lot of things, and wheat's not something that's really effective. And, you know, I'm not too sure how good wheat is for you in particular. And that's a subject for another day, another show, and another host, I guess. Okay, we were talking about the Republic of Texas, and so the Republic of Texas is looking to have a forum and a group, and I think I support that concept to some extent, but we're just going to have to work that out over time. There's a couple more things that are happening over at the Republic of Texas, thetexasrepublic.com, and let's see. Oh, looks like Art wants to talk. Hang on. Let's get him on the line, and we'll talk about what I want to talk about later. Art, what you got going on, man?
Well, what did you want to see?
What was that?
What was that?
Oh, I was going to talk about some more Republic of Texas stuff, but, you know, we want to talk a little bit about the... storage food stuff. I'm curious. There's a lot of things we could talk about, Art.
Well, I was actually calling in to talk about Texas stuff.
Okay, then you do it. Start it up.
You know, I don't know which way to go sometimes, you know, because, you know, I hear all this Texas Republic stuff and secession movement and this and this and this, and just when everything starts to sound good, here comes the court saying, you don't need ID to vote. Now, hold on a damn second here. If you're walking, and I know this to be a fact because it's happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
You're walking down, I've had times where I've walked to the store to get, you know, just walk into the store to get something. I don't take my wallet. I just grab $10, whatever, stick it in my pocket, and I'm off. I get stopped. I not got no ID. I get a rash and a flack.
Right.
I'm being told I gotta have ID. They'll see you through the ID. The California Supreme Court can actually would you. But they actually.
Oh. Hey, Art, we've got a really bad connection. Hey, really go bad. Ahead, Alan. Alan?
No, I was going to say, Art, it's your papers, please. I mean, this is, you know, that's what it's coming down to. You can't even walk on the street without having everything to identify yourself unless you're. You know, from another country and don't speak English, then you don't get harassed, it seems like.
Are you still there, Art?
Yeah, let me try closing out a few. Let me try closing out a few of these things here.
Okay. You know, because actually the whole stupidity of not requiring ID for voting, right? I guess I could say voting is stupidity in my own mindset, especially if you know it's rigged, but that's okay. You should probably control it, but the society that we live in today, the corporate Texas, is stupid, and they're doing it for compliance training. At least that's the way I always look at it. And, well, there's, of course, the agendas of the parties that don't want people to have IDs. Hold on. We're going to keep Art around the other side if he wants. We're hearing the top of the hour music. You're listening to the Republic of Texas Radio. We'll be right back.
Equally taught every boy and girl. The tree of life is us, my friends.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.